This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
Today on State of the World, how China is increasing its regional power. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they're happening. It's Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Greg Dixon. Today, we're going to hear how China is exerting control regionally and how that is being received in those places. In a minute, we go to the Philippines. But first, Hong Kong passed a controversial new national security law on Tuesday. The government said it will make the territory safer and more stable. But it is seen by critics as eroding civil liberties, moving closer to the kind of control seen in mainland China. NPR's John Ruich is in Beijing and tells us more.
When Britain handed Hong Kong back to China in 1997, Article No. 23 of the territory's basic law, its new mini-constitution, required that it create legislation to protect national security. The city's first chief executive tried in 2003... But 500,000 people took to the streets to protest, and the legislation was shelved for a later day. That day came on Tuesday, when the Legislative Council passed the Safeguarding National Security Bill. Here's the territory's security chief, Chris Tang, speaking through an interpreter on the city's public broadcasting service, Radio Television Hong Kong.
The SAR government fully appreciates the wish of the public to safeguard national security. At the same time, they are concerned if the legislation may affect their rights and freedoms. The bill has catered fully to the concerns of the public.
The bill advanced with lightning speed, and it comes atop an existing national security law that Beijing imposed on Hong Kong nearly 4 years ago after widespread anti-government protests. Critics say that law has been used to silence activists and extinguish Hong Kong's once vibrant pro-democracy movement. Article 23 passed unanimously and with no protests this time around. The new law hands the authorities greater powers to mete out punishment for national security crimes. Among them, sedition, espionage, treason, theft of state secrets, and insurrection. The law passes at a time when the Hong Kong government is keen to demonstrate that the city is still a vibrant and safe global financial center. But Ho Fong Hung, a professor at Johns Hopkins University, thinks the new legislation may, in fact, have a chilling effect, particularly when it comes to the vaguely defined nature of state secrets in the law.
So a lot of foreign financial firms and executives in mainland China are already worried and has a chill. Right now, with the Article 23, I think Hong Kong is no longer a safe haven. If they find it worrying in mainland China, they will need to worry about the same thing in Hong Kong now.
The new law goes into effect on Saturday. John Ruich, NPR News, Beijing.
China has been in a dispute with the Philippines and other countries over territorial waters for years. China is seen as trying to expand the parts of the ocean it controls. Now, senior officials in the Philippines are pushing back hard in their rhetoric, calling China's territorial claims gutter talk and propaganda. Many of these fiery statements are coming from the Philippines' top defense advisor, Gilberto Teodoro. NPR's Emily Feng is in Manila and sat down with Teodoro.
China and the Philippines have never seen eye to eye on who owns what in the South China Sea, or what the Philippines calls the West Philippine Sea. The Philippines even took China to international court and won in 2016, a ruling China has never accepted. But starting last December, this disagreement is getting more physical, with numerous collisions between Chinese and Filipino Navy boats in contested waters. Why this uptick in tensions, I ask Teodoro.
Because finally the Filipinos had the gumption to say stop.
It's also a big swing away from the more China-friendly positioning of the Philippines' last president, Rodrigo Duterte. Since 2022, the Philippines has had a new president, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. And he and Teodoro have made it a point to be extremely vocal, taking public stances against the territorial claims of China, or the PRC, as it's also called.
The PRC always says, we will deal with these issues through consultation and dialogue. What does that mean? We just talk and nothing happens.
Instead, Teodoro is focusing on action, like sailing convoys of naval vessels with countries like the U.S., and more countries want to join.
We have France, Australia, South Korea, Canada, the U.K., as far as I can recall.
China has warned Manila not to, quote, harm China's sovereignty and its maritime rights and interests in the region. In response, Teodoro wants his country to double down, starting with a complete overhaul of its armed forces and security protocols.
Because this should have been done way, way back.
The shift is also literal. Teodoro wants to move some of the Philippines' existing military bases closer to the coasts and spread them out more across the archipelago.
Because all our strategic basing before was based on a land-based threat. That's why you see the bases very in the central core of the land areas of the Philippines.
Teodoro wants the bases to focus less on internal threats and more on external threats.
Do you believe that China is one of the top threats right now?
Of course. Of course they are. It's undeniable.
Teodoro is quick to say he does not think a military conflict with China is imminent, but he's clear the Philippines' defense forces are preparing for any outcome.
When that big thing tries to lay claim to territory of a smaller, proud nation, we will stand up.
The willingness and ability to deter such threats, says Teodoro, is a matter of Filipino survival. Emily Fang, NPR News, Manila, the Philippines.
That's the State of the World from NPR. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with its original podcast On Investing. Each week, you'll get thoughtful, in-depth analysis of both the stock and the bond markets. Listen today and subscribe at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts.